We proceed today with lesson number 15 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos. And today we will conclude the fifth perek. We will learn the fifth perek, eighth and ninth Mishnah, Perekei, Mishnah Ches, and Mishnah Tes. All along, I've been referring to the various types of standard Korban Mincha, the Mincha Soles, which we went to into in some detail, flour and oil, and then the kmitza, etc. We also mentioned a korban minchas machavas, which is prepared upon a frying pan, a flat pan, and the minchas marcheshes, which is prepared in a deep vessel, and the minchas ma'afei tanur, which is in a oven of some sort. As we'll see now in some detail. So the Mishnah says in Mishnah Ches, Ha'omer harei alai b'machavas. If a person donates a korban mincha upon a machavas, upon a pan, lo yavi b'marcheshes, he must bring what he promised, a minchas machavas. He cannot do a minchas marcheshes in a deeper vessel. Vice versa, b'marcheshes lo yavi b'machavas. What exactly is the difference between the two? The Mishnah gets around now to saying, "Uma bein machavas lemarcheshes." Elo, shehamarcheshes yesh lo kisui. The marcheshes has a lid. The hamachavas ain lo kisui, and the machavas has no lid. It's an open pan. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. The Gemara explains this was what Rabbi Yossi Haglili had as a kabbalah, as a tradition. That the marcheshes is covered, the machavas is not covered. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel omer, marcheshes amuka. The marcheshes is deep, a deep vessel. The pasuk says, v'chol nase b'marcheshes, in the marcheshes. So obviously it has some depth. U'ma'aseha rochashin. And the contents, the flour and oil in the marcheshes, are kind of liquidy. They move around. They're soft. However, umachavas tsofo, the machavas is flat, so whatever is put upon it kind of sits or floats on top of it. As the pasuk says, al machavas, upon it but not in it, umaser koshim, and because it's exposed to the fire, the contents are hard, not soft like a porridge, but rather hard like a matzah. So we have Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Tes goes on to the other korban mincha mentioned in the Torah, the minchas ma'afei tanur. Mincha which consists of 10 loaves, and the 10 loaves are baked in an oven. So an oven has to be an oven. Ha'omer harei alai b'tanur lo yovi ma'afei kupach. It can't be brought in a kupach, which is a small oven where there's only room for one kedera to sit upon it, one pot. Nor uma'afei ro'ofim, it can't be baked upon tiles, hot tiles. It's not an oven. Uma'afei yoros ho'arviyim, nor can it be baked in the vessels, the pots, the cauldrons of the arviyim, of the Arabs, who would dig a hole in the ground, line the hole with cement, and then bake within that hole. That's not an oven. And therefore, a mincha cannot be prepared in those types of non-ovens. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Imrotzo Yovi Ma'afei Chupach, that a kupach, this miniature small oven, does qualify as an oven, and a korba minchas ma'afei tanur can be prepared in it. Harei olai minchas ma'afei. Suppose a person says, I hereby am bringing a minchas ma'afei tanur. So he has to bring a total of 10 loaves. Now we said, the pasuk says, when it comes to a korban minchas ma'afei tanur, it can be brought either 10 loaves of chalos, which are loaves with some height to them, or it can be rakikin. The chalos are saturated with oil. The rakikin are flat biscuits, which are not saturated with oil, but the oil is smeared onto them afterwards in a certain pattern. So he has to bring 10. Suppose he wants to bring 5 in the form of chalos, 5 in the form of rakikin. Tanakama says, lo yovi mechetzo chalos u mechetzo rakikin. He can't. It has to be either all chalos or all rakikin. However, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says it could be Hefchalos Hefrakikin Mibnei Shehu Korban Echod. He doesn't look at it as being two distinct subcategories, either Rikikin or Chalos. But rather, the way he looks at it, it's one Korban Ma'afei Tanor, which can be comprised of a certain number of Chalos, a certain number of Rikikin. They're all one Korban, according to Rabbi Shimon. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, but rather the halacha is like the Tanna Kama, Lo Yavi Mechza Chalos U'Mechza Rikikin. So we have concluded Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah, and in the process, we have now concluded lesson number 15.